So states' rights battles in the U.S. court system have challenged the federal role in health care recently, criminal law, voting rights, and whether the federal government has sole control of U.S. borders. 3 years ago, the states of Arizona and Alabama challenged federal immigration policy with tough deportation laws of their own. Now the federal government is being challenged in a different but maybe just as controversial way on immigration. A trend of immigration-friendly laws are coming from states attempting to grant some of the privileges of citizenship to their non-citizen residents. California, in particular, is expanding the rights of its 3.5 million legal non-citizens, allowing them to sit on juries, monitor polls for elections in which they cannot vote, and even practice law. Joining us now from California is Kevin Johnson, UC Davis Law School Dean and Professor of Public Interest Law and Chicano Studies. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, John.
So, Professor Johnson, is there a states' rights sort of federalism challenge in these laws, or states just pragmatically going, you know what, we can't wait, we have to do something here?
I think the states are trying to grapple with some very important national, state, and local problems. Congress hasn't acted on immigration reform. It's unclear when Congress is going to act on immigration reform. At the same time, we have legal immigrants living in the states. We have undocumented immigrants living in the states. And the state and local governments are facing a challenge. How do we deal with the fact that immigrants are living here and the federal government's not addressing some of the issues that we have to address?
Do states under any interpretation of the Constitution have the power to grant a certification of residency that is almost equivalent to full U.S. citizenship?
Oh, the states don't really have that power. Immigration power and the power to remove people as well as to declare their legal status to stay in this country is exclusively a federal power. At the same time, there are some matters that are within state powers, like state law enforcement authorities, the state bar admissions, state jury panels, and the like that. And so I think what we're trying to find among the states is some balance between the exclusive federal power over immigration and the state's power over its own police powers and related matters.
So is this assembling a series of privileges which might not have much practical benefit to 3.5 million legal non-citizens in California, but do sort of bolster the question of the federal government really needing to do something about this?
Well, I think it is pretty clear that the federal government has to address immigration reform. And some of the questions that California is addressing are very important ones that deal with undocumented immigrants. One of the issues that's come up regularly over the last 10 years here is driver's license eligibility for undocumented immigrants. The last governor, Governor Schwarzenegger, strongly opposed issuance of licenses to undocumented immigrants. This governor seems to have a more open mind, and we're waiting to see whether he'll sign into law the driver's license eligibility bill on his desk. It's a very significant issue, and I guess many Californians view it as an important public safety issue, because if undocumented immigrants are on the roads, but they don't have licenses, they don't have safety training for driving, and they don't have liability insurance, that's important for all of our interests.
Do petitioners to the Supreme Court have more standing if they're undocumented immigrants with a state valid driver's license than without those kinds of papers that could be issued by state capitals?
I don't think that having a driver's license means much else than that you have a license to drive. I don't think that it confers any rights other than the right to drive a motor vehicle. It also, I guess, allows somebody to secure liability insurance, which is an important issue. But I don't think it gives any certain legal status to anybody to remain in the United States. I mean, the federal government is exclusively in charge of granting the ability and the power and the legal right to remain in this country, and the states really can't infringe on that.
And I guess attempts by the states to increase the pressure on the federal government or to make a statement directed at the federal government, what does that constitute for the citizens who are actually named in these laws? Obviously, in Alabama and Arizona, it was onerous for them because they could be deported or picked up by law enforcement. Does serving on a jury constitute anything other than a kind of a pain in the butt for non-legal citizens in California? Or non-legal non-citizens who are residents of California?
Well, I think that when it comes to jury service and allowing legal permanent residents, legal immigrants, to serve on juries, the idea behind the sponsors of the California Assembly bill are that if legal immigrants can have their disputes resolved by juries, then they should be able to have a jury that represents a cross-section of their community. And in California, there are some counties with very large legal immigrant populations. For example, Los Angeles County, which is one of the largest counties in the entire United States, has about 40% non-citizens who live within the jurisdiction. A large number of those are legal immigrants. At the same time, currently only U.S. citizens can serve on juries. So ordinarily, a lawful immigrant will have his or her dispute, civil or criminal, resolved by not a jury of his or her peers, but a jury of citizens. And so what the California legislature tried to do is to come up with a more representative system, a more democratic jury system. And it's important to remember, and some people seem to be, not you, but others seem to be trying to confuse this. This would not allow undocumented immigrants to serve on juries.
Right. It's all not understood. Before we go, you know, we talked with Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last week, and she seemed to suggest that unless Congress acts, the disparities that exist between illegal immigrants in the United States and U.S. citizens will remain indefinitely, and there's no legal challenge that can possibly redress it. Do you agree with that?
I think that Justice Ginsburg's exactly right. All the state and local governments can do is try to tinker around the margins to try to make some sense out of the current system that exists. It's only going to be Congress that can create some kind of path to legalization for undocumented immigrants, and it's only Congress that can give any kind of durable solution to this long-term problem. And so the states are kind of stuck holding the bag, and I guess I can understand some of the concern in the states. What do we do with sort of the symptoms of a national problem that the national government is failing to address?
And the social questions that will certainly arise no matter what the law is. Kevin Johnson, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Johnson is University of California Davis Law School Dean and Professor of Public Interest Law and Chicano Studies.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.